We're at day 50 of the expedition's 70-day trip. A stiff headwind is blowing out of the northeast, bringing 20-mile-per-hour winds. Dark clouds threaten rain to the west. A group of about 15 hardcore paddlers bring their kayaks and paddleboards for an outing at Grayton Beach State Park in the Western Panhandle.
It's kind of like the rites of passage. If you have pain and misery, it sears it in your memory a lot better.
That's expedition photographer Carlton Ward Jr., who's regaling them with recent tales of their trip. He warns them an adventure isn't really an adventure until things go wrong.
I drowned 3 cameras in 1 day.
A recent paddle on the Econfina River near Panama City Beach provided that grist for his story.
2 of them got resurrected. GoPro baked in the oven for a while, it works again. Nikon baked in the oven for a while, still doesn't work.
Right, the one that cost you.
Yeah, little waterproof Nikon was just slightly fogged and it works too, so semi-resurrected.
He spoke as the group readies to brave the wind in Western Lake, which ends just a few yards from the pounding surf of the Gulf of Mexico. Jeff Archer, CEO of YOLO Board in Santa Rosa Beach, leads the group into the water.
It'll either be really easy to paddle right up to the beach, or it might get shallower water where we got to walk the boards through a little bit. But you'll get to see how that pops off and drains into the Gulf and opens back up.
Earlier that morning, I visited another of these rare coastal dune lakes a few miles to the west. I'm walking down the boardwalk at Topsail Hill State Park in the Panhandle. It's about 6:30 in the morning. The sun is trying to break through a dreary haze of overcast sky. On my left is the green waters of the Gulf of Mexico pounding away at the beach. And just about 50 yards inland is black water of a lake that is framed by about 20-foot sand dunes. What happens is when it rains a lot, the water breaks through the sand dunes and flows into the Gulf, letting all that salt water flow back in. This totally changes the marine ecology of the lake for days at a time until the sand silts up again and becomes black water again in the lake.
Topsail has got 26 or 28 separate ecosystems, which is quite amazing.
Lori Sear is a master naturalist and publisher of Walden Outdoors. She says the coastal dune lakes are one of the rarest ecosystems in the world. They're found only in a few places, like coastal Oregon, Madagascar, and Australia. But just like any special place, once it's discovered, the pressure for development can eventually overwhelm its beauty. Towering homes 4 stories high crowd the shores around Western Lake. Sear tells expedition leader Mallory Likes-Dimmitt this kind of pressure is being found through many of the coastal dune lakes.
That's another issue with development. Some houses are getting mighty close to the outfalls these days.
The natural processes of shifting. Sand dunes are meant to roll back on each other, and a dune lake outfall is just like a river, needs to change that migration path constantly.
Some people here in Walton County have been pushing the state to get these lakes designated as outstanding state waters, which would give them greater protection from development.
It's becoming another issue, especially with runoff and septic. And so they're in the process of trying to eliminate those issues that intrude on the water. They're just a coastal treasure. Everyone loves them here, and we try to protect them as much as we can.
But Sear says it's a constant struggle to defend the natural state of the coastal dune lakes.
Just recently, there was a development that wanted to put in their own private 1,650-foot boardwalk right through the middle of Topsail Hill Preserve State Park. And it almost happened, if it wasn't for people standing up and objecting.
And Archer believes some people who live here are motivated to keep protecting these rare lakes.
People really understand that the coastal dune lakes are something special to keep.
Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Support for Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Reports comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.